Tact and diplomacy, very important qualities for this very difficult job. And is it a more difficult job for a woman officer? Are woman Police Constable Hanks's duties the same as Police Constable Rowell's?
My duties, the jobs that I do and the duties that I perform are the same as a man. I am employed on exactly the same basis as a male police officer. I have had on a couple of occasions when I've turned up to places to deal with jobs, it's, I was expecting a man, and he said, well, I'm all you're going to get. And they have to accept that, and accept that women police officers deal with things as adequately as male police officers do.
I'm sure they do. Perhaps there is sometimes an advantage in being a woman police officer.
I think possibly there is, yes. I think it probably takes a bit of aggression out of men in particular. I don't think there's much kudos in hitting a woman, although that does happen, unfortunately, these days.
Does Officer Hanks worry about this possibility of violence?
It's something that you do have at the back of your mind, and it's something that every time, say, you stop a car at night or something like that, you do have a certain amount of apprehension, and you try and take, obviously, as many steps as you can to avoid situations where there is violence and aggression. And that's the best you can do, unfortunately.
Officer Rowell, on the other hand, is quite a big chap, and he can certainly look after himself. So what does he think are the worst parts of the job?
I think your tape would run out before I finish that long. There are very difficult parts of my job. There are some very unpleasant parts of my job. Difficult parts are passing on death messages. When a loved one has died and you have to go to a house to tell somebody, it can be quite harrowing for police officers when they deal with accidents involving children in particular. It's the dirty jobs that nobody else wants to do that the police officer ends up doing because there is nobody else to do it.
So it's the police who do the jobs, the dirty jobs, that no one else wants to do. And all the time, Officers Hanks and Rowell talk about tact and diplomacy and being human and getting to know people. But how do the public see things? Do the police have the support of the public?
Depends whereabouts in the country you are, I think. In Lewis, it's not too bad. I must admit, I do feel quite sorry for police officers in big inner city areas because I don't think they have an easy job at all, and I don't envy them their job. I think in Lewis you have quite a good support from the community, and that does help policing quite a lot.
In this country we police very much by consent. If we don't have the consent of the population, we are out of a job because people just won't take any notice of what we do and what we say. So, yes, I would say that 99% of the population respect us for what we do, and the majority of those people respect the individual police officers.
Policing by consent. Policing with the support of the community. Perhaps it is this principle which explains the importance of the officer on the beat, which explains why getting to know people is not a public relations exercise. So is community policing a good use of police resources?
I think it's an excellent use of police resources. I think there ought to be more community beat officers. I think that the community officer plays a very important role, as I said earlier, in building bridges between the police and the community. It's got to be a two-way thing. Not only has the community got to be able to talk to us, we've got to be able to talk to the community.